Welcome to the Knowledge Catalyst. In this show, we share knowledge insights small business owners can use to build stronger customer relationships, create better products, and increase profitability. I'm Dr. Orlando Skelton, your host. Today, we are going to discuss several strategies showing how local businesses can generate more leads for their businesses, so get ready to take notes and let's dive into today's topic. In this episode, we will discuss several strategies you can use to attract new customers to your business. Local businesses face many challenges and the pandemic is making it more difficult than ever to keep the doors open. Not to mention Amazon is selling thousands of products using their e-commerce and Prime, quick delivery platform. While Walmart is dominating the brick and mortar space, many local businesses are struggling to compete. Let's face it, these giants aren't going anywhere anytime soon. Effective local lead generation strategies can help you do so. While other digital marketing strategies put you in touch with the world, these strategies are more targeted. They put your business in touch with your exact market. Here are the 5 easiest, most affordable, and most high-impact lead generation strategies for local businesses. 1. Use targeted Facebook lead ads. With 2.4 billion users and unparalleled targeting capabilities, Facebook is the best way for local business owners to find new customers. For instance, let's say you've just opened a new dance studio in Seattle. And let's say it's around Valentine's Day. Facebook advertising will enable you to target men in a relationship within the Seattle area specifically. Your ad could be, "Valentine's Day is coming up. Get her the best gift ever." Simple. But what if your dance studio only has classes in April? You need to start getting prospective students now to fill those classes. That's where Facebook lead ads come in. There are a couple of options when talking about lead generation on Facebook. You can run an ad with the conversion objective and send everyone who clicks to a landing page on your website where they submit their contact information through a form. It works like this. Step 1, a prospective lead scrolls through their Facebook news feed. They see your ad for a Valentine's Day gift of dance lessons and click the call to action. Step 2, a form opens within the ad, right in the news feed, and the prospective customer fills in their contact information. Step 3, when the prospect clicks the submit button, their information is automatically sent to your previously integrated CRM. The best part is that Facebook lead ads work. WordStream found that Facebook lead ads convert the people who click on them 19.77% more effectively than Facebook ads that send people to a landing page. Here's a tip. Facebook lead ads are far more effective if you don't have to do the manual export. Instead, connect your Facebook ad account with your CRM to send your new leads there directly and automatically. 2. Create a localized lead magnet. A lead magnet is an incentive that gets prospective leads to trade their contact information and is one of the leading ways to generate leads. The challenge, of course, is that your local business doesn't need leads in Singapore if you're based out of Astoria and only sell in your local area. So creating a generic lead magnet appealing to everyone isn't a very good use of your time or resources. Instead, create a lead magnet which is exclusively appealing to your target market in your local area. Here are a few localized lead magnet ideas. 1. The Complete Guide to Estate Planning in your state. 2. The Complete Guide to Buying, Selling, and Flipping a Home in your local area. 3. The Complete Guide to Buying a Used Car in your state. 4. Preparing Your Car for Winter in your state. 5. A Guide to the Perfect Road Trip, Holiday, Bachelor Party, Romantic Getaway in your city. The format of these lead magnets is entirely up to you. They could be webinars, email-gated videos, or simply ebooks. Top tip. Email-gating video is a powerful way to generate leads. To do so, you'll have to talk to your developer to create something that pauses, or refuses to play, the video until lead information has been submitted. 3. Run a local contest or giveaway. Perhaps the most reliable way to generate exclusively local leads is to run a contest that gives away a prize in your area. Contests are similar to lead magnets, in that they provide a reason for a prospective customer to provide their contact information. In this case, you give them a chance to win a prize. When running a local contest or giveaway, there is a single best practice that makes all the difference: give away a prize related to your product or service. Let's say you're marketing a gym. If you create a contest giving away a trip to Barbados or $1,000, cash, you'll get thousands of leads. Everybody wants a trip to Barbados or $1,000. And that's the problem. Remember, a single lead who becomes a customer is worth more than 100 leads who don't. Like social media followers or blog subscribers, the number of leads is, ultimately, a vanity metric. By giving away a prize directly related to your business, you may get fewer leads, but those leads will be worth something to your business. A local contest page is simple but effective. Here are a few things to note and include in your next local contest. 1. A countdown timer. Countdown timers add urgency to any promotion. They've been shown to increase conversion by as much as 332%. They work perfectly in contests because they're real. Your contest really will end at the end of the week, and if people don't enter, they can't win. 2. The headline. Front, center, and large, the headline tells exactly what you could win. Put the value at the top. 3. The value of the prize. A dollar value helps your contest entrants understand what they stand to win if the value of your prize isn't inherently understood. This is usually the case when giving away a product or service. 4. The form fields. It's generally a best practice to ask for no more information than you need to contact your leads. More fields on the form tend to equal a lower conversion rate on your lead generation page. 5. The call to action button. Make sure it's high contrast and eye-catching so there's no confusion about where to click to enter this contest. 6. No external links. This contest page is a landing page. As such, it's optimized for a single conversion goal. That means there are no links off this page to distract visitors from that goal. Not sure what to give away? Here are a few local lead gen contest prize ideas. 1. A date night package, which is especially valuable if you team up with another local business. 2. A winterize your car package. 3. A home staging package. 4. A family photoshoot. 5. A holiday themed makeover. 6. Fitness classes and fitness gear. 7. A product giveaway. 8. A pre-wedding spa treatment. Top tip. Social sharing can boost the reach of your contest or giveaway. Adding sharing buttons to incentivize your entrants to share your promotion with their network to earn additional chances to win. 4. Create a localized landing page. If you target multiple local markets or have local branches, create landing pages specific to those local areas to generate local leads. For instance, let's say you run a large law firm in California. You may have your flagship office in Los Angeles, but another office in Burbank and another in Long Beach. Your prospective clients will be far more likely to engage with their local branch. There are two things here. Focus on local SEO. You want to show up when someone types, Los Angeles personal injury lawyer, into Google as well as, Burbank, and, Long Beach. Build a lead generation campaign that targets those areas. You can use Facebook ads for this as well, and then sends them to a landing page specific to their area and the partners or attorneys you have in it. Google's geo-targeted ads enable marketers to target searches with pinpoint accuracy. For more on local Google ads, check out the ultimate guide to Google's local service ads. 5. Go offline. It can be hard for digital marketers to remember to look out their window. We have a superiority complex when it comes to marketing strategies, and shaking hands with people is often overlooked in favor of another A/B test. However, conferences and trade shows can be a fantastic way for your local business to generate quality leads and build relationships. But it takes some work. Here are a few offline lead generation tips to get you started. Choose your trade show or conference well. They're expensive, and you want to get a positive return from attending, as well as the time you spend glad-handing. Our recommendation is to choose one or two as a test, then go from there if the investment turns a profit. For a comprehensive list of trade shows broken down by industry, check out Absolute Exhibits. Determine what key performance indicators will indicate success. Are you focused exclusively on generating leads? Or are you looking for wholesale providers, employees, or product feedback? Bigger isn't necessarily better. Like with the local contests we discussed earlier, it's better to go with a highly targeted, smaller trade show or conference than it is to dive into the biggest ones out there. Find where your target clients or customers are, and go there. Remember, this podcast is about local lead generation. Unless you're getting cards or having prospective customers, sellers provide their lead information, you may be wasting your time and money. Give incentives, like merchandise or discounts, in exchange for their contact information. Follow up on leads you generate online because they are more easily contacted than leads generated offline or in trade shows. Before you head out the door to attend the trade show, create an automated email series that will encourage new leads to engage with you. Start with something like, "It was great meeting you at trade show. Hope you had a great time." For more on local event and conference marketing, check out 11 creative, brand building event marketing ideas. I encourage you to go and get those local leads. So there you have it. 5 best practices based local lead generation strategies you can start using today. In closing, remember: 1. Use targeted Facebook lead ads to reach your local area. 2. Create a localized lead magnet relevant exclusively to your target market. 3. Run a local contest or giveaway which gets people excited. 4. Create a localized landing page for your brand's branches. 5. Go offline to generate local leads face to face. That's it for this episode. Now it's up to you to put these strategies into practice.
You have been listening to the Knowledge Catalyst with Dr. Orlando Skelton. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast. Also, if you would like a copy of the show notes, email us at shownotes@theknowledgecatalyst.com and include the name of the episode. Thank you and visit us again in the next episode.